God, it feels so good to just lie down. That rehearsal today was brutal. Still need to go over my solo a few more times. Oh shit, and the timing on that opening Allegro was so weird.
Definitely need to work on that some more.
3 days until the show, which means rehearsals have been and will continue to be nonstop. You not being here is making it even worse. We used to have so much fun during these hell weeks before performances. I miss getting crappy coffee at the cart down the street from the symphony hall, and going to Shanghai Cafe after late night rehearsals like we used to. Playing music without you just isn't the same. Kevin, our new pianist, he's great, but he and I just don't click the way you and I do. We don't have the same chemistry when we play. I miss you. I can't wait to join you in Chicago. I've still got to finish out the season here, wait for the lease on my apartment to end, find a new job in Chicago. But it'll be so worth it when we can finally live together. Be together. Speak of the devil.
Hey, you.
Hi. My stomach flutters, and I pull my duvet up to my chin, phone in hand. Seeing your face every night is the one thing keeping me going through these hellishly long days.
How's it going? I'm surprised you're not still in rehearsal.
Ugh.
That bad, huh?
Yep. It'd be better if you were here suffering with me.
Deep breaths, babe. Just a few more days till opening night.
Yeah. And then I get to see you. Going long distance hasn't been easy for us, but we've made it work. We see each other once a month, but it's just not the same as being with you all the time. I still expect to see you seated at the piano when I get to the symphony hall. Still expect to find you waiting for me after I pack up my violin. Ugh, the move to Chicago can't come soon enough.
Another 2 months, and that's it. We'll be done with this long-distance stuff.
Yeah. I really miss you.
I miss you too.
You're lying in bed in your new apartment, shirtless. Your hair all messy and cute. Fuck. I just wish I could touch you. Wish I could be lying there next to you. I tuck my arm over the sheets and watch your eyes narrow and your lips twitch a little as you look at me. I may have worn this tiny tank top without a bra, knowing full well you were going to be FaceTiming me tonight.
Oh, nice pajamas.
Thanks.
You know, I was thinking about you earlier, about that first night in the symphony hall when we...
Thinking?
Okay, yeah, you got me. I was fantasizing about that night.
You tilt your phone down, showing me your bare chest, down all the way to your boxers. You softly grab at your crotch with your free hand. Yeah? Fantasizing and touching yourself? I pull the duvet down and tilt the phone so you can see my whole body. Your eyes darken as you see that I'm only wearing a pair of black panties.
Yeah, there was a bit of touching. Oh, I wish I was there.
I trace my fingers up my thigh, between my legs, over the waistband of my underwear. I can see you getting hard already. I wish you were here too. But until then, you're just gonna have to watch. Your chest rises and falls, and your hand grips tighter around your cock. You slide your hand under your boxers and start stroking yourself.
Same goes for you, too.
Obviously, nothing compares to the real thing. but phone sex has been pretty fun for us lately. Listening to each other masturbate, controlling vibrators through our phones, sending dirty texts throughout the day. God, I can't even begin to think how hot the sex will be when I finally see you on Saturday night. I slide my own hand beneath my underwear and inch towards my clit. Tell me what you were thinking about.
I was thinking about your neck, your jaw, the little dip in your collarbone where you love being kissed.
Yeah? Keep going.
I was imagining what I would do if I was with you tonight. I think I'd sit you between my legs, your back up against my chest, run my fingers up and down your arms, kiss your neck slow and gentle. I know everywhere you like to be touched, every spot on your body that gets you turned on, and my breath would be tickling your neck as I drag my fingers down your thighs, up to your hips, just trying to show you how badly I've missed you, how much I've wanted you.
I keep the camera fixed on me as I lift my hips and slide my underwear down my legs. You. God, you're so good at working me up and making me feel special. I move my phone down my stomach, lower, down to my pussy. I spread my legs for you to see how wet I'm getting.
Oh, God, you look so good. I miss that pussy so much.
Keep talking to me.
I'd reach around and just brush my fingers over your breasts, your nipples, just lightly at first, squeezing and pinching them until they start to get nice and hard for me. And with my other hand, I'd slowly slip between your folds and start stroking your clit.
You pull down your boxers to your knees, and your cock springs out, hard and ready. You stroke yourself with long, slow movements. Yeah?
Yeah. I'd stroke your clit so slow, teasing you, building you up for me, driving you crazy, brushing my fingers over your pussy, and you'd be writhing up against me. And I wouldn't stop until your thighs shake and you're begging me to fuck you.
Oh my God, that's hot. I slide my fingers through my folds, touching myself, just like you described.
Oh, and you'd be begging for me, your whole body just sinking into me, and my dick is pulsing in my hands.
Yeah? And then you'd fuck me?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'd climb on top of you, push your legs apart, and go in so slow. You'd beg me to go deeper, to totally fill you up.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.